Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 26, 2007. This is Joe Francik of Directions Media, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schutzberg, our executive editor. Today we'll look at the possible reasons behind the three acquisitions made by Leica Geosystems within the past 6 weeks. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Digital Globe, the world leader for global commercial Earth imagery and the only geospatial content provider delivering the end-to-end solutions for global imagery, acquisition, access, and integration. Digital Globe's commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. Find out more about how Digital Globe can help you succeed by providing you with access to the best geospatial imagery available. Visit us at digitalglobe.com.
So as I said at the outset, Leica has made some recent acquisitions. But first, let's get into some of the history behind the company. Adina, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I think most people in GIS sort of started hearing about Leica about 2001 when the company acquired Erdas, because that was a product that we were familiar with, and all of a sudden it was being acquired by this other company. But in point of fact, Leica goes back to 1819, where it was basically a maker of survey equipment. It made some of the first portable survey equipment. They put together the first aerial camera and the first analog photogrammetric plotter. So it was really very much a hardware company and a surveying-focused hardware company. There were a couple of acquisitions and so forth, but bring us up to 2001. That's when Leica acquired Erdas. And more recently, in 2005, Leica's name was on people's lips because of a potential acquisition by a company called Danaher. That didn't play out, and Leica was, in fact, acquired by Hexagon in 2005. From what I can tell, the acquisition by Hexagon, they bought it, they have their name on the website, but Leica seems to operate as it has in the past. And Leica actually has three different divisions. Geosystems is certainly the one that we pay attention to, but there's another one for cameras, and then there's another one for image acquisition and manipulation of small things, microscopes and such. But back into the geosystems corner, I mean, that's where the action has been. And certainly within the past 6 weeks or so, it seems like in regular order, we're getting press releases about acquisitions. And in particular, those were the acquisitions of Quis, ER Mapper, and just this past week, Ionic.
This is kind of an unusual situation for any company, of course, to make so many acquisitions within a short period of time. And I think one of the things that we want to delve into is, can we stitch together any comprehensive reason for buying these three companies as opposed to other small players? If you look at it on the surface, they don't seem to have any relationships to each other. But if you dig a little deeper, what it appears to me is that maybe that Leica is trying to improve the value chain for image processing. In other words, if you take, you know, Ionic with some of their offerings in their geoprocessing capabilities with something like Red Spider Image Archive. Of course, ER Mapper, well known in the image processing business, but they have something also called Image Web Server for an enterprise environment, and then a Quis, again, more into web-based editing, but with particular ties to Oracle Spatial. Their technology is more geared towards real-time interactive web editing. So it seems like they're trying to fill out a particular part of the image processing value chain, and that's the one thing that I think I'm trying to get out of this and stitch together as the important elements.
I think that could be. I think it's worth looking at these companies in the sort of process that Leica presents. And if you've looked at any of their marketing materials, there's a sort of a series of sort of five little circles that go together, and they're labeled capture, reference, measure, analyze, present. And I would suggest that all of these acquisitions fall into those last two groups, the analyze, present arena. The capture, reference, measure certainly speaks mostly to the surveying and data capture sort of aspects of things. The other thing that I was thinking of as I looked at the different companies was that while these organizations all do have sort of web and related sort of solutions, maybe that's not it. The other thing that each of these companies have, I will argue, is some real core technologies. I mean, Ionic has been a huge presence in the OGC community from the very beginning and have built some of the most widely used tools that meet many of the OGC standards. They've also been a big educator. I'm sure a lot of folks have run into Chris Tucker, the very energetic speaker at a number of different conferences, including our own, who has some very strong ideas and some real capabilities to explain the value of standards. ERMapper also has some very fine core technology in image analysis. It was one of the first desktop, relatively easy-to-use packages. Also has some core technology in compression, and we can't forget that. I think there's a lot of talk about ERMapper during an awful lot of lawsuits and litigation surrounding some patents, but that's all set now, so that technology is also core, I would argue. And as for Aquis, they've made sort of a small splash. They're probably the least well-known of those three companies, I would suggest, for folks in our industry, but their core technology, again, having to do with data editing in Oracle Spatial, that was something that was always a little dicey with Oracle Spatial. They had the solution, and remember, they got the big contract for the 2010 U.S. Census project.
So do you think that this is a move really to lay a big footprint in the image analysis field?
Image analysis and beyond, I would think, because the Aquis stuff is not just imagery. I mean, if they're
right,
working in Oracle Spatial for vector and topological modeling, that's a much broader potential application.
Well, so all of these are, in a sense, I mean, you could argue that this is going beyond image processing, kind of stepping outside of like his domain expertise.
Yes, I think that's true, and Ionic certainly has a balance of, if you like, they have feet in both sides of the vector and non-vector data.
See, I was going to argue that maybe it was image feature extraction and change detection, which were the kind of the hot buttons of all of these image processing firms, and that this was a move to really put a footprint on that particular feature. I mean, if you look at some of their competition, you know, like the socket set from BAE or Geomatica from PCI, I mean, they're all talking about, you know, automated feature extraction. I mean, this is maybe part of that, but I agree with you. I think that it's going beyond image analysis and compression and feature extraction to really shore up a lot of the ends of the image processing value chain.
Right, and I think the other side of this clearly is that nod to the enterprise. Ionic is big in enterprise systems. Remember, they're the technology behind France's GeoPortal, right? They're sort of competitor to Google Earth. That was all built on Ionic technology. ERMapper, with its tools to get imagery out across the web, and across organizations, another big step toward the enterprise.
You know, I hate to keep coming back to this, but I wonder if it's also a move that there's some heightened awareness about imagery right now, and that maybe they're seeing a lot of interest in image processing technology. And so as more enterprises get into using imagery, doing no small part to the consumerization of you know, satellite imagery by Google and Microsoft and others. So I don't know if that plays into it, but it's certainly possible.
Well, it's a good point, and certainly the professional GIS folks have been sort of, I think, having a realization or an opportunity to re-educate folks about, yes, the pictures are lovely. What more can we do with those pictures? What more information can we pull out, and how can we use that to make better decisions, for example? Yes, I think that's sort of the next step for this consumerization of imagery. Now, it's very important to note, too, I mean, let's take the other side of that. None of these acquisitions, in fact, none of the acquisitions I've seen specifically in the geospatial part of Leica have been consumer-focused.
Yeah, that's very true. And I had a conversation with Richard McKay, who I met at the ESRI conference, and I had never met Richard before. He is a really intelligent guy, but very focused on the business end of these acquisitions. And he was telling me that, you know, he said, if you look a little closer, some of the press releases say that the acquisitions are Hexagon. Hexagon, very business-driven organization. And so there were some obvious moves here that they're making with an eye towards shoring up a lot of their image processing, their core, maybe their core businesses. He gave a very cogent explanation that, you know, these are business moves.
Do you think part of this, too, has to do with, We're talking a lot about some of the new imagery, the data that's out there, some of the new imagery tools. Is it possible that ERDOS is ready to be merged into some of the newer technologies? That's a product with some history.
Well, that could be. And I'm still waiting for the organization to put more image processing functionality online as opposed to a desktop sole client.
Just that is a perfect reason to acquire somebody like Ionic and somebody like ERMapper.
Yeah, I think those tools have to come. I think that even if it's basic image processing, a little image histogram normalization or edge enhancement, I think those very basic tools probably could move to the web pretty easily.
Great. Okay. Here's our challenge now. Let's look ahead. These acquisitions are, some of them have closed, some of them are going to close soon. The ERMapper acquisition is supposed to close at the end of this week. What should we expect with these acquisitions in the next 6 months, a year?
Boy, that's a good question because, you know, as you said, kind of each of them is a little bit disparate, a little bit different from the other. But I do think that you're going to roll out more web-based tools. I think maybe they're going to try to come out with something that appeal to a little bit of a broader audience because historically image processing has not been an easy tool. When I first started in the industry, you know, everything was command line driven. Now, of course, it's a little easier. Maybe this is a step towards even making it that much more, pushing it kind of, what do you want to say, down the triangle to a greater number of, or down the pyramid to a greater number of users.
That would be a big change. And nobody's really led that change yet. Maybe it will, in fact, be Leica.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to suggest with the acquisition of Ionic that Leica is going to have to put a little bit more energy into port of standards, which I think will be a wonderful thing.
Well, and the other side of the Aquis acquisition is managing imagery in a spatial database. And that's something probably people do not address. When you're dealing in the raster domain, you're thinking more about a file-based thing, you know, file-based management. And maybe this will allow more data management right in an Oracle spatial database.
Okay, I've got one more question. Should we look for Leica to make some more acquisitions, and who might they yet acquire?
Well, I can't look that far ahead in the crystal ball, but they're a company that seems to be on the move. Making this many plays in a short period of time, you probably could expect more.
I think we can generally say that, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but none of these companies are huge. They're all relatively small. They are certainly in different geographies. That doesn't seem to be a problem at all. And they tend to have a pretty tight focus. So I think if you look around and start finding companies that match that, and I guess the one other thing they tend to have in common, each of them has some pretty big government contracts. I know that's true of Aquis and Ionic. I believe it may also be true of ERMapper. So buying into those kinds of contracts is certainly good for Leica's bottom line and for the long term.
Well, it looks like we'll be hearing a lot more from Leica in the future in a number of different angles. Well, I think we'll stop there for today. And we want to remind you that if you like what you hear on our podcast, that you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Our sponsor, Digital Globe, would like to remind you that their commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. Visit them online at digitalglobe.com. Thanks for joining us today for another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.